Life Audio.
Glad to have you with us today as we prepare to think about the teaching of God's Word together. I hope your day has been off to a great start. Let's hear a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode, and then we'll jump right in. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 8, verse 35, which says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?" One of the most depressing or discouraging forms of false belief is the mistaken thought that God is distant from His children. When we trust in Jesus Christ, we immediately and irrevocably become part of the family of God. We are granted a new name, new identity, and a place in His kingdom. We're granted the ability to come boldly before Him, confident of the fact that He welcomes us into His presence like a loving father welcomes his dearly loved child. There is nothing in this world that is capable of separating us from the love of Jesus. Our most painful trials can't separate us from His love. Persecution, distress, and danger can't either. Even we ourselves are not able to divorce our lives from the love of Christ, because His love for us is based on His nature, not our circumstances or our choices or our abilities. The Lord loves us and won't abandon us. When was the last time you allowed yourself to dwell on that thought? When was the last time you truly preached that message to your heart? It can be far too easy for us to become burdened and anxious in the midst of our trials if we forget who Jesus is and how He faithfully loves His family. Let's pray. Lord, we're grateful for Your Word, and we thank You for allowing us to take a look at a portion of it together today. And we thank You for the reminders that You give to us in this portion of Scripture that You will not abandon Your children. Tribulation can't separate us from You. Distress can't. Persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, any of the things that are revealed in the portion of Scripture that we just read, these things cannot separate us from Your love. In fact, You reveal to us in Your Word that there's nothing in this world that's capable of separating Your children from Your love, including ourselves. Because as You've demonstrated to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, Your love is based on Your nature. It's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on our choices. It's not based on our abilities. It's based on who You are. You are the perfection of love. And when You save us, when You call us unto Yourself, when You give us Your name, when You make us part of Your kingdom, that's not a temporary transaction. You make us a permanent part of Your family. And we're grateful for the reminder of that as we look at this portion of Scripture from Romans chapter 8, because we know we don't deserve it. We know that there are so many times we've taken our lives in directions that are the exact opposite of Your will. We've given in to temptations. We've ignored Your voice. We've gone about things in such a way that it seems like we're trying to be our own God. But we're grateful that You draw us unto Yourself. We're grateful that You convict our hearts. We're grateful for Your cleansing and for Your forgiveness. We're grateful for the process of sanctification that You're bringing us through as You help us to become more and more holy as Your Spirit works within us. Lord, thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your presence with us today. And thank You for the many ways that You choose to help us and how You're producing holiness in our lives through Your Holy Spirit. We commit ourselves to Your care, and we thank You for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.